right, this hurts. I'm in pain right now.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
My voice probably sounds about 3 octaves lower than it normally does, because, you know, when you get up at like 4 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday morning, your voice just doesn't, it just isn't the same. And I wasn't even partying the night before.
12, 15, 14 hours later.
Yeah, 14 hours later,
yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you came. I'm glad you came to the show.
I'm high killing it every Sunday now. That's the way it's going to work. It's going to be like a rush every Sunday to get here. Before, it was a rush to get out of here. Now it's a rush to get here. I don't know what they're doing to me, man.
Maybe we need a flexible schedule.
No, we'll just keep doing this. On Sundays from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., this is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
I'm Will.
And we have, it looks like this is going to be a very busy show tonight. Filled to the gills. Actually, there's a few things we want to get out of the way here. Well, hey, you know what? We got our list, too. We actually have the list. We're organized this week.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah.
It is very organized.
There's like a weekly thing that happens now where I update stuff, you know, for people that are adding on. So now, like, you know, as far as the affiliate thing goes, we have our list every week so we can call them out and say, hi, thank you for broadcasting our show again. Who wants to do this thing? Is it me or you?
Oh, I can read it if you want.
Go ahead.
But first I was thinking, perhaps I might want to say that Ghostly Talk is broadcast live from the Haunted Warren Winery
yes.
in beautiful Warren, Michigan, mm-hmm. where it seems to be turning spring.
But it's pretty cold out right
now. You know what's going to happen.
What's that?
Because we're in Michigan. There's going to be a couple more blasts of...
The mayor's going to come out of their front door. We're not going to see
his shadow.
And then it's going to be like 50 more days of winter.
Something like that. And it'll come and go and come and go. And then it'll finally break into spring. But we're getting a taste of it anyway.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we are, you know, here at the Haunted Warren Winery. And we do the show... our own network,
our flagship people,
is Pioneer Radio, and that's that's pioneer.rollo, ROLO.net.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we're carried also live on Omnisound Radio 1.
We're also carried on Radio New York International.
Yep. We sure are. And Robin Valley Community Radio.
Yeah, that's the new one I had to put on the list there.
Well, they've been around for
I feel really bad that I forgot to put them on the list. Because the thing is that I keep asking for a banner from you guys to put on our website.
I don't get it.
So that's why I didn't put it on the list, because I didn't have it on our banner list. So I totally forgot about those guys. But we have them now. They're on the list now.
They're on our permanent list. And I like having Robin Valley Community Radio, because they stand for everything that I think I stand for.
Yeah,
you know, independence, their micro power, their everything. They got it going on. I love Robin Valley Community Radio. KWTF The Edge.
Yes, home of the Classic Metal Show, our buddies over there.
Oh, yeah.
We love those guys. Riff Raff Radio.
Of course, Riff Raff Radio. And The Point, 99.1 FM.
The Butt. I'm not going to make any sounds this time. Broadcasting Group.
Oh, wow. You've cleaned up the list.
Yeah.
I don't see in parentheses, make nasty sounds.
Make nasty sounds.
So that works out really well, the mm-hmm. Broadcasting Group. ADD Underground.
And Catnip Radio, the ladies over at Catnip Radio, brand new affiliates. Thank you for taking on this mess of a show.
Well,
we appreciate it.
let's hope we can keep them entertained and hopefully...
What?
Expand their minds.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, all the people who listen. I appreciate everybody who listens.
Absolutely.
Because I love getting the emails. I love hearing folks come up with new ideas.
Mm-hmm.
The last couple of shows here have been just wow.
Yeah, they've been pretty heavy. If you have not downloaded or sucked down or listened to or whatever it is
captured or whatever.
We did do a special show on Friday with our good friend Clyde Lewis from Ground Zero. If you haven't checked that out, wow, that was really... I actually listened to that thing again. I'm like going, oh. You know, because the funny thing about that show, Doug, was that Clyde's just like kicking this science, like straight 2 hours. I mean, you can't stop the guy. And here we are. Exactly.
It was amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of differences between Ground Zero and Ghostly Talk.
Oh, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
I know this because I've been going through old Ghostly Talks. As a matter of fact, you heard some of the clips before the actual show.
Yeah, for the show tonight.
Some folks might have picked that up if they were feeding earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of stuff that I've been listening for. And,
and
I'm telling you, some of the stuff we do, we definitely have antics, but it's worth it. I I think you have to have I like having, I should say, you don't have to have it, but I like having some humor in the show. And
that's we've done it like that since day. Well, not exactly since day one.
No.
Maybe like day five.
Since week, I think since week 14.
Week something, something like that.
Because the first 13 shows are rather dry.
Yeah, and they're not going up on the website.
No,
so leave
not.
Us alone.
Every single time we change message boards to get away from that topic.
Yeah.
And somebody says, oh, what about the first 13 shows?
Leave us alone.
They're like, I'll pay for them. Why?
Not going to happen. Not going to happen. No.
Would you pay for a broken down, you know, empty bottle of beer?
That does nothing for you.
Yeah,
exactly.
But those are old. Those are bad. But do you know, I did want to say, you've been working on this, and I'm pretty excited.
Yeah.
I know that CPRI, they're hosting their first paranormal conference on May 13th and 14th in Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah, and we're going to be a part of that.
Yes, we are.
Bobby Atrestane, we've actually had her on the show. She is one of the lead people over at the Center for Paranormal Research Incorporated. And they're putting on, like Doug said, their first annual, they're going to do this every year, paranormal conference. And this year, I mean, what they're starting off with this year, I can't see these people growing leaps and bounds every year by doing this particular thing. Just going through the list here, a couple, just to name a few people that are going to be there. And you'll probably recognize them from being on this show. Mark Nesbitt. Our buddy from Gettysburg.
Awesome. We went out there. We met Mark Nesbitt.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very much enjoyed our time in Gettysburg.
He actually took the time out of his schedule to, like, meet us personally in Gettysburg and talk to us and hang out for a little while and show us around and stuff like that. And we've always been we're permanently indebted to him for that. So we're going to get to see him again.
We're going to get to visit with him again. I know.
Sally Rheinfeather from the Ryan Institute. Dr. Sally Rheinfeller, she's not been on this show before, but she is a big name out there who's doing a lot of work. Let me see who else.
Well, I like the ufology, crop circles, and the paranormal.
Just read my mind.
Thomas Ginther of MUFON will be there.
Yeah.
He's also a member, I guess, of CTRI.
Yeah.
And that's a topic that I'm also interested in, you know, crop circles and UFOs.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had UFO folks on. We've never had Thomas on, but I'm telling you, that's... I'm looking forward. It's going to be a pleasure to meet him. Of course, we've had John Zaffis on.
Yeah, I was just going to say our boy John Zaffis. He's going to be talking about demonology at this conference. And then,
I wonder if he's going to bring anything from the Paranormal Museum.
I hope he does.
That would be, he'll be like, do you want to buy a haunted...
No.
I don't want to take any of that home. You have
you
it.
Keep it. Yes. You keep it in your haunted museum. And the big... I mean, this is the funniest part. I looked at the schedule today. And I see also, obviously, the main attraction for this particular event is going to be the guys from TAPS. Jason Hawes and Grant Wilson are going to be there.
Yep.
Talking about, probably just talking about TAPS. That's what it says here, TAPS. That's all I mean.
TAPS and Ghost Hunters.
And the show Ghost Hunters that they obviously do. If you have not heard about that and you listen to the show, there's something very wrong with you. You should know what Ghost Hunters is on Sci-Fi.
I'm interested in these folks that follow them.
These guys that follow them, I don't know where they came from. And I don't know how they're following them either. How are we supposed to follow these guys?
I have no clue.
These guys get an hour and a half to talk about their wondrous careers traveling the country, seeing everything there is to know about the paranormal, and then they're going to have the guys from Ghostly Talk.
I don't understand it, but we're going to speak to an empty audience. You know,
probably, hey.
Jason and Grant, yay!
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, oh, I'm not going back yet.
We'll probably be speaking to those guys.
Yeah.
They'll hang around, and then everybody will be like, who Ghostly Talk, who, whatever, we don't care about those guys.
But it'll be interesting. And
workshops, all types of things
It's an amazing event, and I have to say, Bobby and CPRI, thank you for putting this together.
Yeah.
It's absolutely incredible looking. Mm-hmm. And do you know, I've said this before on previous Ghostly Talks. I know this because I've been listening to previous Ghostly Talks.
Mm-hmm.
I've said this before. We go to what paranormal events do we go to? We go to the Mothman Festival.
Yeah.
And we're a ghost hunting show.
Well, we've been firing stuff up like that,
you know,
and trying to get out there a little bit more. It's just it costs a lot of money to do these things.
But I love the Mothman Festival, and I'm planning on going back this year. I mean, that'll be our third year in a row, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's only partially related to what we started the show on, although fascinating in its own right.
Absolutely. You meet all kinds of wild people at that thing, too.
Always a chance that, a cryptozoologist or two will pop in, and that would be neat.
There you go, exactly.
So let me give the formal announcement. CPRI will host its first paranormal conference on May 13th and 14th in Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah.
They will be hosting lectures and paranormal-related activities that relate to paranormal research. Keynote speakers will include Jason Hawes from the sci-fi hit Ghost Hunters, Dr. Sally Rhinefeather from the Rhine Institute, and other prominent researchers.
Such as
Doug and Scott Elf from Ghost Talk. Yeah.
Exactly. So check that out. We do have a banner on the site for that, too, if you want to get more information, if you're interested in taking part in that. Oh, it's going to be a great thing. It's going to be a totally awesome weekend.
We're going to be there.
Yeah, we're going to be there. If you want to come and hang out with us and say hello, or, well, if you want to hang out with the guys from Ghost Hunters.
Yeah.
Who are we kidding here? Right? If you want to hang out with Jason and Grant from Ghost Hunters, you know, go there. And
John Zapp.
You wouldn't believe me. I mean, I see pictures all over the internet. These guys, they must be like the nicest guys in the world, because everybody I know has a picture with either Jason or Grant.
Right.
they love doing photo ops, apparently. So maybe we'll get ours.
I hope so. This will be the event we get our photos with Jason and Grant. That'll be great.
Speaking of paranormal research, though, I think there's somebody floating around on the phone line right now. I'm not too sure. Let's see if he's here. John, are you there?
I am there.
Yes.
Not all here, but...
patiently waiting while we bantered about show business. How are you doing tonight, John?
Too bad. I didn't want to interrupt. You seemed like you had everything all planned out, and I was actually excited about. Yeah,
there was actually a
professional show.
There was like a segue in there somewhere, I think, maybe.
I'll have to listen for that.
Doug actually, like, he read the thing, like, you know, flawlessly. It just came off really well. I'm really happy with that bit. So, you know, we better
cut that out and play it next show.
Yeah, just keep playing it over and over again, because, you know, then somebody might take it seriously.
Talk,
right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, why mess with perfection?
Yeah. Actually, who we have on the line right now is actually on the website. His name is Magnus Apollo. He's one of our field reporters. It's that time of year to get the field reporters back on the show. And John was nice enough to come on tonight and be our first of 2006, actually. Congratulations, John. You made it. You are.
All right, thank you.
You're at the starting gate.
And it's kind of hard to follow up. I mean, you had Mark and Marcus, and then you know, your last show with Clyde, then you put me on here. It's like I feel like pity, man. It's like,
well,
you can't do good at the show. Let's dumb it down, I guess, or something.
We're following Jason Haas and Grant Wilson at a paranormal conference.
We have this to look forward to in 2.5 months. So don't feel too bad, John. I mean, it's going to be very fun in May for us, I think. What's been going on out in New York, though?
Let's see. With me, it's actually, I'm founding I got tired of the paranormal groups around this area that we kind of, it's like if I want to go drinking with people, I would just go to the bar, I thought. So
okay.
So I'm actually kind of been working with some new group of people. I'm kind of trying to get a new group going.
Uh-huh.
I just moved to a new apartment, actually a new townhouse, which a lot is really close to the, you know, city, and I have a room, an office, and a new recording studio and such. So I'm actually I'm having a new website put together and trying to get a better network of people for Rochester, but, you know, paranormal and other networking.
That's cool. You were one of the people, unfortunately, that got hit with that, whatever we called it, that looping problem we had before we switched over to the new website. You were one of the guys that kept emailing us like every 5 minutes saying, hey, I can't get to the site, guys. I can't get to the site. You're able to get to the site now, right?
It does, actually. I go to the site frequently. As you know, I'm harassing people online more for the forum. So I'm happy again.
You also download get the podcast version, don't you?
I do, because some reason, I have a problem with Pioneer Rollo for some reason, and I try and get it from that point, and it would, for some reason it wasn't working, so I just wait for the end of the podcast, so I don't listen to it live, unfortunately. I wait for the end of the show, and whenever you guys posted, I did it from iPod, or was that Juice now, whatever they call it.
Juice, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a nice little platform. I have that myself. There's a little announcement concerning podcast also. I've made a little change to the podcast. Not anything too dramatic, but I've actually changed the sample rate on the 32K podcasts.
Really?
So they sound better now.
Ooh,
starting with Clyde Lewis's show. I did a little bit of testing and stuff over, like Friday night. And I found that, I can do a couple things to make it sound better for people. So you'll notice Clyde Lewis's show from this past Friday and tonight's show, and from here on out, are all going to sound a lot better, hopefully.
Well, I downloaded it, but I haven't listened to it yet, the Clyde Lewis podcast.
Yeah.
I download it from iTunes, and it came down, but I haven't synced it with anything yet.
Yeah.
So I'll sync it and listen to it this week and
let you
know.
It's a noticeable difference.
Excellent.
It's a noticeable difference. So let me know about that, John, too, when you download it. If you if you listen to them real close, let me know how they sound. I'm just curious.
Well, gladly. Yeah, I'd love to have a little, you know, the better the quality, the better overall. I mean, it always sounds a little more professional, too, if it sounds like, hey, is that garbled, or is that, oh, that's real voices. I can hear it better.
Well, there's just something about that 16K, 11 kilohertz thing, you know, we have on the website that I still have a soft spot in my heart for, because back in the day when we first started doing the show, Doug's like, we're gonna archive it on the show, like, really low with this safe space, obviously, right? And I always thought the 16K one sounded kind of cool. They sounded like that old radio kind of sound. Like, they had an AM feel to them, right?
They sure do.
I mean, a real AM feel, you know, minus...
minus the fidelity.
Yeah.
AM minus fidelity equals our archive.
But with podcasting, we do it at 32K now, so people seem to like that a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's nice.
It's still large. I mean, you don't want to download our podcast if you're on 56K dial-up.
Oh, forget it. No, you'll be there for days.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
What are they, 50 megs or something? They're huge.
I forgot. No, I don't think they're that big, actually. I think they're... Oh, I totally forgot now. Actually, you know what? You're about right. It's about 47 megs, I think.
It's in that ballpark.
A regular ghostly.
Yeah, I think it's just shy of 50, I think.
Yeah, it's like 47, 48 megs, give or take, whatever we do on the show. So people enjoy them. We like doing the podcasting thing, and we're growing leaps and bounds on podcasting, I found, too. It's like just ridiculous how fast it's going.
If you look at the stats, more people get Ghostly Talk from the podcast than from the archives.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We should just like do like everybody else does and just get a MySpace page or something and just dump the website, save our money, and just podcast the thing out.
Podcast through, yeah, MySpace. Ghostly Talk.
There you go. Anything else happening out in New York, John?
Let's see. I just got together with some people. I tracked down the oldest house in Rochester, New York, and it's a fictional apartment building now.
Mm-hmm.
I heard stories about the oldest house in Rochester having kind of an odd little ghost event happening, people having things knocked over, voices and other such stuff. So I'm actually organizing a ghost hunt in 2 weeks from now. It was supposed to be last week, but as people got sick. It's kind of a weird thing, though, because it's downtown. It's next to a main road, so like the expressway kind of thing. So, you know, we try to test out some EVPs in there, and all I can hear is in the background is this rushing of cars and the kind of things. Like, is that something? Is that a ghost thing? No, it's a Volkswagen. Never mind.
That's the toughest thing. When we were doing our thing at the Fenton a couple weeks ago, that happened. It's pretty prominent, though, when it comes through. Because the upper levels of the place, they're just boarded, basically. There's no insulation there at all to buffer any sound. So we'd have the stuff rolling, and all of a sudden you'd hear some guy in his hot rod come blowing by, and you're out in front of the building. And, you know, I heard that in our playbacks, too. So that's a tough thing to deal with when you're cutting EVP like that. I know exactly what you're talking about, John.
Yeah, so I'm hopefully I'm getting some new guys, some really people who are excited about it. So any people listening that happen to be from, especially Western New York, Rochester area, have them contact me through the Ghostly Talk. I mean, my email address is to you guys, MagnusPowell@ghostlytalk.com. I think that's
yeah. You can get that email address on our field reporters page. You can actually link that. I think that link's on the top of the website now. It isn't on the side. It's on the top of the website. Go to that and it's MagnusApollo@ghostlytalk.com.
Yeah, and please do, because I've met, actually, you've had some people write to me from New York City, which is very cool, working with some people there. And it's been very quiet on the western side of New York. And, I mean, I enjoy New York City and Albany and that, you know, the east side of New York, but there's been a lot more interesting events, I think, that have happened in western New York. And there's a lot more sites that I find that have, you know, a lot more ghosts, you know, prone to have more ghosts, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Iroquois, which is Native Americans in this area, have a huge history of the Native Americans around here. And there's some odd little ghost stories in some woods, that's of all places, you know. It's a fun area. So if anyone's listening, please contact me. I'm trying to organize a new group. It's actually being produced by, it's actually kingofrochester.com. It's another website I have going.
What's that website again, John?
kingofrochester.com.
Wow.
And it's actually being, unfortunately, it was supposed to come live 2 weeks ago, but our new hard drive server crapped out on us, I guess. So we're rushing around to have it live by the end of this month here.
Mm-hmm.
We have content going on for that one. That's actually a website based on the networking for Rochester itself. It's like, you know, nightlife, or it's just, you know, you know, to get people to, in Rochester to know each other and realize it's a cool city. Mm-hmm. Well, off of that, you know, kind of an offshoot of this is actually the Paranormal Research Group, which is the running name for it is King of Rochester, New York, Paranormal Investigation Group. So it's cornypig.com. So we have actually had a couple, you know, a lot of people have been interested in it. Mm-hmm. We're organizing that now, getting a lot of neat content. Some authors are putting some articles on for, like, haunted stories of Western New York. Mm-hmm. Some BVPs, hopefully be going up some nice ones. Just other fun stories. Actually, you guys have inspired me enough that I'm actually putting together a small podcast maybe down the road as well.
Oh, all right.
So it's actually funny because I was talking about it. People go, you know what? If you ever listen to this one podcast, it was Ghostly Talk. Ever heard of them? I was like, yeah, I think I have.
Yeah, I went to Hillbilly Hot Dogs with those guys, man.
Yeah, exactly.
They're my boys, dude. No way, man.
Yeah. You so been... that's, it's pretty much, if not, you know, I've been a couple little interesting ghost hunts here and there. I did another... odd animal sighting. There's someone saw this big thing walking through a field like twice, and thought it was some like you know Bigfoot-esque thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't find anything. You know, it's been kind of rainy and muddy here, so if it was anything, I didn't see it. But I'm chalking it up to a bear or something. I don't know. It just seemed a little too bear-like story. But I wish I had something really exciting to talk about. I don't know.
Well, it sounds like there's all kinds of stuff going on as far as you know, as far as your camp goes. I mean, there's all you're starting up all types of new things out there to get things rolling. That's
oh,
a
yeah.
very exciting thing. Yeah, that's a very exciting, in my opinion, to see people.
Yeah, so it's, yeah, I'm really having fun so far. It's funny, the King of Rochester title, actually, you're talking to apparently the King of Rochester. I didn't realize this came about, but I'm a very social person, so I'm always out and about, like, you know, go to live music, I go to, you know, art festivals, everything else. I'm always around just talking and interviewing and
mm-hmm.
just making a network of friends. Well, people start talking about, geez, I'd like to get to know so-and-so, or I knew someone else would get along with so-and-so else, so... I was setting up this website. It was kind of a rough site off of someone else before.
Mm-hmm.
Had a little forum going and everything else. So people joke around. I was like, man, you're the King of Rochester. So I just, sure, kingofrochester.com. And I swear I don't have a huge ego. I promise I don't. But it's the thing going that way. So.
Well, pretty much anywhere we go with Will, he finds mm-hmm. somebody that he knows.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah?
Weren't we, like, aimlessly driving around K-Pac?
Yeah,
one night.
Somebody I used to work with at a gas station.
Right. It's just absolutely anywhere, and someone will, you know, oh, I know him. Yeah. Oh, okay.
I have the same curse. That's what Chris always harassed me about. She's always like, every place I go, well, I was down there one day, and we're in, like, a big McDonald's in the middle of nowhere. It's like, you know, cow farm, McDonald's, cow farm, cow farm. And, I'm walking inside there, and the first thing I counted was like, oh, my God, John, how you doing? And this was 5 hours from where my house was or anything else. It was some random person I knew in the day.
Mm.
So she harasses the hell out of me all the time.
I was in Cancun, Mexico, and ran into people I knew.
I believe
okay,
it.
You may have beaten me there. I don't know.
I've been in, I was in Florida, ran into people I knew. I've been pretty much everywhere and ran into people I know. Anywhere in the United States.
And the, his very own cousin heard Ghostly Talk, or was it cousin or
cousin?
Cousin heard Ghostly Talk on the air in California. Ended up calling his mom and saying,
"Is that so and so?
How can I get a hold of your son, my cousin? Because I heard him on the radio."
Well, John, definitely keep us up to date on what's going on with you as the new King of Rochester out there. I'm very interested. Well, as far as the paranormal side of this thing goes, I mean, it sounds like there are people out there that want to start doing some work, and it sounds like you might be the spearhead in that area now.
I'm hoping to. That's what I was kind of hoping to kind of mention it today if I could. So
yeah,
I'd like to get some people who are really interested in it. I mean, there's a lot of people that, you know how it is, like they like it but never really do anything towards it. Or it's just a social event for them to go out to, you know, let's go drinking in a cemetery. And I'm not really looking for that at the moment. But I'm just trying to hope to get some more like-minded people. And I mean, it doesn't have to be ghosts anyway. It could be, I mean, I have a friend of mine who's a Chupacabra fanatic, and he's wants me to go down to Puerto Rico with him here at, 5 months from now, wherever it is. So, yeah, the more the merrier. Anyone who's listening, they have to be in Western New York, call
mm-hmm.
me up or email me, and we'll figure something out. So.
Definitely. MagnusApollo at ghostlytalk.com. That's his email address. Get a hold of him if you are interested in the paranormal or you want to be one of the heirs of the King of Rochester.
Maybe the gestures. I don't know. What are we going to have?
Why don't we take a quick break? Because we have, oh my God, we got a whole full show here tonight. Actually, coming up at 6:30, we have the people from Open Magazine coming on.
Excellent.
A lot coming out, a lot to talk about with this. John, hang on the line for one more second. Let's take a quick break, guys. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
I'm Will.
We'll be right back after this.
We'll be right back.
that first half hour just flew by. It was like,
I can't believe that was 30 minutes.
I know, it's like, what happened?
What happened to the...
What happened
the
to that?
The break ended at 5:02.
I can't find it save right.
Okay.
It's supposed to fade.
Yeah.
we'll practice that.
We'll practice that this week, yeah.
Yeah, we'll practice fading.
This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott Allen.
I'm Doug.
I'm Will.
And, yeah, we're back.
Yeah, that first half hour
went abruptly, but we're back.
Absolutely amazing. Yeah, I have to say, the talking with John again is always a treat.
Yeah, we haven't talked to him in a while. And, you know, if people who don't know John, he was one of the people who joined us at this year's Mothman Fest, him and Christina. And we had an absolute ball with them, just hanging out all day long. And John was kind of like running around getting people to come talk to us when we were broadcasting there. It's just, he's a great guy. And
you're Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, thanks. Hey, hey, here's the actual Mothman. Oh, you found him. Cool. All right. Well, mystery's over. Great. All right. So he was out there doing a lot of stuff for us, and he's a great friend of the show, and we wish him all the luck. It's great that it was great to have him on. Hopefully we'll have him back on again soon.
Oh, I know we will.
Without further ado, though, we have on the line right now, we have our friends from Open Magazine. Actually, our friend. I don't know. How many people are there right now, Tanya?
Well, actually, we have about 6 people here, and Tammy Wilson, she's one of the editors of Open Magazine, and a couple of our photographers and some writers. We're on location. We are at an abandoned, undisclosed location. It's just a huge mansion in the middle of nowhere, and it's just we have been having a blast all day. So we're calling you from location.
You know, I popped Tanya an email today as I was like, hey, you know, just saying hi, and we'll be talking to you tonight. Looking forward to it. And, you know, just the usual stuff we do, right? The pre-show stuff. And she's like, well, hey, you know, here's another number you might have to call me at. So I don't know if I'm going to be at home, because I'm going to actually be at a haunted place tonight. We're doing some work. So I'm going to be talking to you from a haunted place. I'm like, well, how cool is that, right?
Yeah, we were running late as usual, and it just really seemed to have worked out for the better for all of us. We're having a great time, and I'm glad that we were able to call, and the reception's decent where we are. This is really fun.
I'm really surprised. You sound great. Usually we have...
Yeah, well, I came into the parlor, and I'm surrounded by a huge marble fireplace and marble floors to get better acoustics. So I'm hoping that I sound okay, you know, because we are kind of like in an area that's we're really surprised that we're getting reception at all. So, but
it sounds
it's working
great.
Out good.
I can actually hear the
reverb.
The reverb.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds nice. It sounds nice. It's just nice and warm, actually.
Yeah, it's a great place, and it's colder than hell in here. It is so cold in here, and it's like 20 degrees colder inside this parlor than outside.
Okay.
We're having great weather in Oklahoma, and here inside this building, I'm just standing here shivering. So it's cold in here.
Well, let's talk about Open for a few minutes if you want. First of all, just to get it out there to people, what does Open stand for?
Open, it stands for Oklahoma's Paranormal and Entertainment News, hence the little acronym.
Uh-huh.
We decided to do a magazine that covers like mostly Oklahoma and, you know, parts of the Midwest, because we travel around, and we decided to go ahead and do a magazine on it. It's not like a typical ghost magazine. We are covering everything from it's everything underground, from hip hop to ghosts, and we are covering it all. And it's lots of underground artists and musicians and all that. And we're just having a blast with it. And the feedback is just—it's tremendous. I mean, we're kind of overwhelmed at this point. But our magazine debuts March 1st. It'll be online at a openmagok.com, and you can go to it now. There, you can't get too far into the site, but you can kind of see the little teaser that's up right now.
Okay, cool. And you said you guys basically cover every. It's a paranormal based magazine, but you cover all types of independent stuff, I guess you could say.
Right, right. We cover. I mean, if it's considered paranormal, which is beyond normal, we're going to cover it. Like next month for the following edition, we are going to be going to a cow chip toss, and you know, you get some city girls into these little small towns, and we're tossing cow chips as a contest. Yeah, that's kind of paranormal. We're having a lot of fun with this.
What is this again? I'm sorry.
Cow chip.
It's a cow chip toss. It's something in northern in the panhandle of Oklahoma, and we are actually venturing out to these locations, and we are experiencing what real culture is in the Midwest.
Okay.
So we're pushing ourselves in it, and the cool thing about it is our last assignment, which you can read about it in the magazine on March 1st, we went to southern Oklahoma, and we ended up coming across all kinds of ghost stories and the local legends. And, you know, the best way to find out about these places is to actually go there.
Oh, yeah.
And get absorbed in the environment and stuff. So, you know, it was just a lot of fun. But we're covering it all.
I'm still stuck on this cow chip thing, actually.
She used cow chip toss and culture in the same sentence.
I know. I love it.
What's funny about it is it's just so out there, and we have to call it paranormal. It's like to see who can throw a cow chip the furthest, you know. So we're gonna go in and we're gonna throw cow chips.
This is gonna display my never ending abundance of ignorance, I guess. Because
I have no idea.
I'm from the city, man. I have no idea.
Well, so are we, and that's what's funny about it is in our magazine, it's not a stuffy magazine. We're dropping F-bombs. We're going to cuss. We're not regulated by FCC. We are going to go do
we
it.
We are,
mean,
though.
We are.
Yeah. You know, but it's just like, you know, why you can report on this stuff, but we're actually going, you know, we're a bunch of city girls, and we're actually going to these places. It's a little dangerous, but it's a lot of fun, and we're going there. And you talk to these people just sitting in the diner. They'll tell you where the ghosts are. They'll tell you where all the weird stuff is in that town, and you know, it all comes back to, you know, just the whole culture. I mean, it's just everything is what most people consider culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like it's totally open. It can be anything. So we're covering everything.
Well, okay, I'm sorry, but okay, a cow. Doug, help me out here.
When a cow releases itself.
Oh, okay, all right.
And
now
then
I get it.
It lands.
I've stepped on it before. Yeah, yeah.
So when it's dry, it's called a cow chip.
When it's dry.
Yeah.
They call it,
yeah.
Well, actually, I've heard it referred to.
You can actually burn them for heat in the winter if you happen to be an Indian and live in a teepee.
I'm not up to my cow chip facts
well,
or anything.
The other term actually is cow pie, I believe.
Cow pie, yeah.
My old grandfather Lambert, you know, rest in peace, referred to them as is cow. That's a cow pie there. Boy, it's about yay big. About this big. Right?
Yeah, it's just one of them whole wine thing, and it's just there's other stuff up in this area of Oklahoma that's going on. There's like portals and all kinds of crazy stuff. So we're gonna go report on that whole area,
mm-hmm.
and we're hoping that people actually just jump in the car and they go. And we're trying to get locations where people from out of state will come in and they'll go and go on some urban exploration, and that's probably the best way of putting it. Is going out and exploring, you know, and having some fun. And, you know, you don't have to go to amusement parks to have fun. You can go to little small towns and really take a look at what they have to offer and what's life to them and stuff that we're just thinking is totally abnormal, you know.
Well, yeah.
Like cow chip tossing, you know. But we're gonna do it. We're gonna have some fun with it.
Well,
you know, why not?
I want you to get back a hold of us after you come back from there. I want to hold the cow chip tossing record out there. I just want to know. I want to know if there's any kind of ego along with this. Like, you know, if there's a real serious competition. Like these guys come over there like with the crash helmets on.
Oh,
and stuff,
yeah.
Like that, you know?
Oh yeah. Actually, one of the girls, she is one of our newer writers with the magazine. We just found out today that. That's originally where her family is, and her grandpa, her dad, is like the national cow chip and second nation
wow.
winner. And it's like, holy smoke. So we're going to go out, and we're going to try to, like, beat his thing. And what's funny is it's like we're so city girls, but we're going to these places, and people just accept us. And, you know, that's the most excitement they've had in forever. But they're taking us to places that – you know, are totally undiscovered, and it's for the paranormal community and all of that, and it just all makes sense and it comes together.
Well,
so,
you know.
What
I'm wondering now, you see, in high school, I was a shot put thrower, okay?
Oh, you'd rock.
I was a shot put thrower, and I was a discus thrower, right? And the thing that
uh-huh.
people don't really understand, you know, a lot of people, you know, you watch the Olympics and stuff like that, and you're like, all you see is this guy with a big honking, you know, honking heavy lead ball in his hand, and he does this spin thing with his body, and he goes, and he throws this thing, right? And that people don't really understand the science behind this, the pure energy that you have to put in to make this well, and I believe in the Olympics, the 20-pound shot you have to throw, right? High school level stuff, it's only a 12-pound shot. But people don't, they think you're just big mustardy guy, get up there and throw the heavy thing, right? But there's really a lot of finesse that goes into this stuff. So I think myself, I might do pretty well on this. Yeah, like you just said, Tanya, I might go up and get in there and, you know, this boy from the city, you know, comes in there.
Oh, yeah. That's it. I mean, it's like, why not? You know, it's like, it's okay. And that's like, we all think it's weird. And it's, you know, we think it's redneck or whatever. But you know what? That's like the big thing in that area. That's their culture. So we're exposing culture for what it is. So, you know, culture runs all kinds of different ways. It's not what you see on TV. There's all kinds of culture. So we're going to expose it all. And, you know, the great thing about the magazine is when it comes out, you'll be reading stuff that comes, people submit stuff. This is a great opportunity for a lot of writers.
Mm-hmm.
We're not the only ones writing this magazine. If you have a story, send it to us. We're going to give you your props. I mean, if you're a ghost hunting team or if you're an artist or a band or whatever,
mm-hmm.
we will make sure that you get your credit. Already we have so many registered users on just the magazine, and they're just sitting and they're waiting patiently until March 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And it's rather overwhelming, but it's also, it's a huge community thing, and it gives a lot of people to tell their voice. And if they're offering tours or conferences or workshops,
mm-hmm.
anything like that, or new discoveries with historical locations, it gives them an opportunity to vent it. And that way everybody can read it who just aren't into the paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
These are people who are into arts and culture. They're also going to read this, and we're hoping that it overall will get the paranormal community some kind of respect, even mm-hmm. if it takes us going out and chucking cow chips every now and then. But the whole thing is we are trying to promote it on a positive and fun, you know, image, you know, and we're not out to convert anybody's mind or anything. We're really wanting people to take a look at life and go out and explore life again, you
yeah.
know, with the magazine. That's art and music and food and, you know, just lots of things that people just overlook and take for granted in life.
Well, yeah, you know, and it sounds like there's a lot of similarities with Open Magazine and Ghostly Talk, huh, Doug?
Well, we do feature independent bands.
Oh, yeah.
And that's needed. Yeah.
I'm for everything independent.
Mm.
And it's even part of my signature, my email signature, which doesn't get used very often, but, you know, it is part of the signature. And also, one of the things that I'm thinking of, didn't our Oklahoma field reporter go to the first Bigfoot conference, the
mm-hmm.
first annual Bigfoot conference, just last fall?
I believe so.
In Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I mean, there's other Bigfoot conferences, the huge ones in Texas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, but there was one, I believe, in Oklahoma, and she took pictures and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps in the fall you might hit that Bigfoot conference.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're covering. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that we want to cover because, and we want to cover it before it happens because we want people to actually know that, yeah, this stuff's open to the public, and you can go. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, this isn't just if you're a Bigfoot hunter. You can just be someone that's like a fan of Bigfoot,
mm-hmm.
and you can
yeah,
and
yeah.
you can venture down there, and they give, like, tours, and they'll take people out on hunts, and it's just a good opportunity for adventure for city folk or whoever you are. I mean, we want to make sure that we are trying to get it announced before it actually happens because we hear a lot of news. They're like, well, it already passed. And we're like, no, that didn't do you guys any good because I know you're trying to make money and, you know, you need the advertisement. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're just trying to take care of everybody who is offering something a little different,
mm-hmm.
you know, the more obscure events and stuff. That way they can get their little fill and have their home. And then even with the magazine, we're promoting everything
mm-hmm.
except sports, religion, and politics. Those are the only things that we will never, ever report on.
Wow.
So
I like that.
That is not included, and that will be eliminated from our magazine entirely.
You know, I have a friend of mine was going, he was going to, the first Ghostly Talk listener, as a matter of fact.
Oh, Dan.
Dan was, he and his wife were going to go on a trip. They were going to Arizona, and they're at the airport, and there's this couple there.
Mm-hmm.
And, they were standing in line. There's like hours and hours and hours.
Oh, yeah, you're
at
the
airport before you can board or anything. So he's chatting with them, and they go, and he goes, so where are you going? They're like, we don't know.
What?
Well, what do you mean? They called us this morning. The travel agency called us this morning and said, be at the airport at this time, and you'll pick up your tickets. And he's like, I don't get it. It turns out there's this service
uh-huh.
that you go on an unknown trip. You have no idea how to pack. You have to pack for warm or cold weather. You
so
have
you
to bring
like 15 suitcases then.
Yeah, you
much.
Have to bring a passport. You have to bring you know, certain items, you know, in case it's an out of door kind of trip or an indoor kind of trip. You have to bring pretty much, you know, plan for everything.
Yeah.
And it's an adventure.
Mm.
And
right.
It sounds like the kind of thing that you would go on.
Yes. the thing is what's cool is because, you know, I work, I mean, my team, because I'm a ghost hunter, and I, for Ghoulie.com, and we work with Erie, Oklahoma, and a couple other teams here in Oklahoma, and we are working on, they're called Ultimate Paranormal Adventures. And you sign up for it, you sign your life away, you have to trust that your guides are going to take you someplace and make sure you're safe, for one.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea is nobody's really going to know where they're going to go, but it will be paranormal related. It could be Bigfoot, it could be UFOs, it could be ghost adventures. There's a lot of teams that are they're having to realize that, you know, they need money, they need equipment.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's also the general public who wants to go on these places. So why not offer, and I know it sounds like you're, like, selling out or whatever, but and actually it's not, because we're actually drawing a lot of attention to historical places that need preservation,
mm-hmm.
and people are donating money because they're like, well, I had no idea that building was, you know, endangered, so mm-hmm. they're sending money, you know, and it's just creating awareness and doing it in a fun outlook. That way people, you know, the whole thing with the paranormal adventures is nobody would ever be able to find it unless they were some kind of, like, very talented scout. Because the whole thing is they're not going to see where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these trips are becoming very popular because people are really sick of mainstream entertainment. They're looking for something else.
You know,
I'm very interested in this Ultimate Paranormal Adventure. When is that happening, or do they happen now?
We will usually, like on my website, I'll post a date saying if you're interested, you need to contact me. And we won't post a date, and we'll keep it via email. And it's like the whole – and it's better to keep things on the lowdown, because you don't want people going out and trying to discover these locations on their own, because there's vandals and punks and all that.
Oh, yeah.
But we will be posting them. And, you know, I highly recommend for anybody is just to kind of keep an eye on, especially with teams who offer any kind of tours or anything like that, to see if they offer a package like that. And they may, you know, they're going to have to sign their life away. I mean, because the teams don't like to be held liable for anything, of course. But all in all, it's just well worth it. The history lessons and just the strange stories and all that, it's just awesome. And the cool thing about the ones that we're going to be offering is you really have no clue of where you're going. We'll tell you to dress according and to bring whatever, but like I said, it could be a Bigfoot thing,
mm-hmm.
it could be a UFO thing,
mm-hmm.
it could be a ghost thing, it could just be one of them really weird urban legend type things.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's just really important that the general public is allowed to come in, and, you know, and because this keeps history alive, you know, one strange story at a time, it brings it all back, and people become interested once again in history. And I hate to sound like a nerd, you know, but it's true. That's what's important. Because without history, ghost hunters would have nothing to do. So,
as the paranormal community seems to grow and come into fruition, like in the last couple of years, Doug and myself have both noticed this a lot. We've really been pointing this out a lot, is that even with the people we have coming on the show, there's so many more people, it seems, that the trend is leaning towards this whole history aspect, because that's a real big part of the paranormal investigation. As we go on doing this thing, as all these groups are out there doing their thing, I'm starting to see groups starting to, like, develop these work group instructions.
Right. Well, it's true.
That's
just
like a work,
like,
team thing, yeah.
Yeah, well, the whole thing is like, history, I mean, without history, ghost hunters would have absolutely nothing to do. And these ghost teams, and I'm going to start kind of talking as a ghost hunter here and not a writer for a magazine.
Yeah,
but,
no problem.
The most important thing is going out, and if you have a location, especially if it's historical, is validating that history. Otherwise, you're chasing a big, fat lie,
mm-hmm.
and or you're chasing a rumor, you're chasing a legend, you know, something that's not right. And what's funny about it is these teams, they are actually going out and validating false information.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they're saying, oh, a little girl died there and she haunts the place. But they're not going and checking out to make sure that a little girl did die there. because in reality, she didn't. And they're saying they've seen her and, you know, witnessed her and smelled her and touched her and all. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just kind of crazy. And that makes paranormal investigators look bad.
Absolutely.
And overall. And, you know, it's like if you're going to talk the talk as being a paranormal researcher, you need to do it all. So put on your glasses, go to the historical society and spend the whole day and, mm-hmm. and do your work and then go out and try to validate what you know. Instead of just going what you heard, you know.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I know I've learned here doing this radio show. And Doug, help me out here, man, because I can't remember who this person was that said this to us on the show. It may have been John Zaffis, or it may have been Troy Taylor. I totally forgot who it was. But the one thing that this was the crux of what they said. They said, look, we can't verify that there are actually ghosts. We can't scientifically prove it with numbers, black and white. We can't do it. But the one thing you can verify is the history. You can definitely verify.
That's something Troy Taylor would say. And what's funny is I had an opportunity. I've met Troy Taylor a few times, and we had an opportunity to work with him on a show that we did for the Learning Channel, and we learned so much from him.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is Tammy Wilson and I, we kind of have this little fun thing, and we call ourselves the Ghost Divas. And we go around, and we do speak at a lot of conferences,
mm-hmm.
and we teach people how to actually go and actually research haunting claims.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, a lot of these teams, they're teaching how to use EMF meters. Well, that's not that important if you don't know what you're going after. And it's like, you know, the EMF meters, they're all fun and all that, but if you're not able to actually document that history and match it with the haunting or give the ghost a name, an accurate name,
mm-hmm.
you're kind of just out there being, you know, one of them people that ghost hunters don't like. They're just those punks out looking for a thrill. And
wow.
I hate to be that rude, but it's like, come on, do a little work. Do a little bit more.
Well,
you know?
I will sound rude because you did actually touch on a very good point there. And we talk about this a lot on the show here, Tanya. It's just that. A lot of people, especially now with the shows like Ghost Hunters out, you know, Ghost Hunters It's On, stuff like that, you know,
yeah.
just about every, you know, just about, I've seen a bunch of the shows. I've watched a lot of the Ghost Hunter shows. And, like, the first season especially, for example, there was some weird stuff that happened. I mean, it was, you know, a chair moved here, something came to the screen here. And really what people, when they watch this show, the only thing they're watching is that. They don't really understand, as, you know, being a layman at the time, just watching the show, they don't understand what went into that, what a lot of work was as far as the history is concerned. So what you're going to have is you're going to have a lot of groups out there that want to, like, set up these seminars and programs for you, and all they want to teach you is really the nuts and bolts, the real guts of what's going on. Because, yeah, a lot of people, like you said, Tanya, are out to get a cheap thrill, unfortunately.
Right.
And they don't really understand what goes into a true paranormal investigation, where I know we've talked to people who have spent years, like our friend Pat Fitzhugh, God, the Bell Witch. The man has basically spent his entire life researching the history of Adams, Tennessee.
The one story.
Of Adams, Tennessee. And I'm not talking about, all the insane stuff that happened during that, because that's obviously a pretty interesting story as far as poltergeists are concerned. But we're talking about pure history here. We're not talking about EMF meters. We're not talking about EVP collection. We're not talking about, you know, taking spirit photography. We're not talking about demons jumping out of the wall at you. We're not talking about anything like that at all. We're talking about, okay, what happened here? What happened here to make something weird like we're talking about actually happen? And that's
that's what needs to be addressed. And, you know, it's just as simple as telling an accurate story. You know, you're not going to go into a location and well, I wouldn't, but a lot of teams will go in and they'll just create a haunting right then and there. And just because, you know, feed off each other's hysteria and all this stuff, and I won't get all into that. I have lots of articles on my website, my ghost hunting website, about that. And I have really gone into the psychology of ghost hunting, and I'll be honest with you, the only thing I hunt ghosts with these days is a video camera and a tape recorder and a flashlight, and that's it.
That's pretty much what we
started doing the cognitive trials and using volunteers, and we've been more successful with our validating history with volunteers and people, all kinds of people, and we've just really trying to turn the ghost hunting field into something more than just the EMF meters and the psychic impressions, and, you know, because that's a lot of fun and it's entertaining, but, you know, sometimes it's just not real.
Well, and unfortunately there are a lot of people, like we just said, that to put a cap on it, there are a lot of people that, like I said, they see a show on TV. There's a lot of shows out there now. And they really just want to go in there and experience a paranormal event, which is all great. I mean, hey, we live our lives after that now, but there's a lot more that goes into that. Tanya, let's take a quick break, okay? What I want to do the next half an hour, if you're cool with this, Doug, I want to play a little game with Tanya, because I think me and Tanya, as far as our cynicism towards things go, I think we have a lot in common when it comes to these things.
Yeah, seems to be going very well.
How you doing?
I don't want to, interrupt the
flow. No, it's cool. Let's take a quick break, though. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott Adams.
I'm Doug.
We'll be right back.